Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Quick, Mr. Postmaster, how many days till Christmas?
22. 25. No, wait a minute. Today is December 1st, and if we count today, which is almost used up, there's 25 days. If you count Christmas Day itself, goodness, let me
well,
just figure this out.
Either way, you count it. It's
right.
Getting closer.
It sure
and the mail
is
coming in,
uh-huh.
And the stories are waiting to be read.
And I think we better get to work. How about these letters here? I see that we've got three of them there. You've got one, and I've got two. All right, let me read one, and you can sort of be looking over that other one while I'm doing it. I have one from Jeanette Strother, and Jeanette writes, "My name is Jeanette Strother. I'm in the third grade at Madison Elementary School. Would you please bring me some pants, tops, storybook, socks, a watch, if you have enough money? Please be good to all the other foster girls and boys. My little sisters, Linda, Crystal, I'll appreciate anything else you have to spare. And don't forget my foster parents, Mr. and Mrs. Clarence Sneed. I will leave something for you. Love, Jeanette Strother." Very nice letter from Jeanette. This is a whole Sneed and Strother family, isn't it?
I think so, because this one is from Crystal Sneed. "Dear Santa Claus, my name is Crystal. I am 3 years old, so my foster sister is writing for me. Please bring me a tricycle, doll, some clothes, and anything you think a three-year-old girl would like. Don't forget my little cousins, Christopher, Kevin, Talisha, and Angela. Also, Jeanette and Linda. I will leave some cake and milk for you. Kiss Mrs. Santa Claus for me. Love you, Crystal Sneed."
That's a nice affectionate letter from Crystal. Well, I have one from Linda Strother, and Linda writes, "Dear Santa Claus, I am 4 years old, and I cannot write, so my sister is writing for me. Please bring me a doll, some toys, pants and tops, and anything you think a little girl should have. And please don't forget Crystal, Christopher, Kevin, and Talisha. Love, Linda Strother." Well, that sort of got the whole family put together there, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. And now, what about a story?
Well, look, we have two stories here. You have a very handsome one. From, who is that?
Susan Bartley in the 8th grade at Prospect Heights.
Look at the decorations on the front of that thing. A Christmas for Two, it's entitled. And let's see, who do I have one from? I have one from Carrie Job.
Right.
All right.
Well, here, let me go first since
All
you
right.
read the letter first. This one, the story by Susan Bartley, is called A Christmas for Two, and the front is decorated with pictures of little yellow Herbies and Herbettes.
Look at them.
Presents and Christmas trees.
Very nice looking cover there.
Susan Bartley's story begins. Herbie has a girlfriend. Her name is Herbette. She is very pretty, and Herbie was trying to think of a Christmas present for her. Herbie loved Herbette and wanted to get her something very special. The same with Herbette. She was having a little trouble, too, thinking of a gift. Herbie was walking down the street. The wind was blowing hard, and it was snowing. He was window shopping and looking at all the Christmas gifts and decorations. He saw a lot of things that he thought were appealing, but he just didn't know what he wanted. He went home and sat down in front of the television, looking at the commercials carefully to see if they had anything that appealed to him. They didn't have a thing. Well, he was getting a little discouraged by now, and he went to sleep. Herbie had a wonderful dream. In his dream, Herbie and Herbette got married on Christmas Day. Well, when he woke up, he was very excited. Meanwhile, Herbette was looking through the Christmas catalog at all the Christmas ideas and gifts. She enjoyed looking through all the sports equipment because she was very active in that category, especially tennis. Then she thought that they couldn't play tennis in the winter with all the snow and bitter weather. She had to think of something better than that. The day was December 15th. Everyone was getting into the Christmas spirit. People were starting to look at Christmas trees and getting their decorations ready. Christmas paper and boxes were selling like wildfire. The streets were crowded. You could hardly walk. Christmas music was everywhere. Herbette had an idea. She was going to make Herbie something, but she wasn't quite sure what it was going to be. She sat down on the end of her bed, looking all around the room. She didn't see anything. Well, it was about 10 p.m. by now, and she was tired. So she got on her pajamas and got into bed and went right to sleep. She had had a rough day. Herbette woke up. She immediately had an idea what she could give Herbie. She was going to knit him a hat, gloves, and scarf. She began knitting. Herbie was going to Herbette's house to ask her to marry him. He was walking back and forth until 6 o'clock because Herbette had invited him to dinner on Christmas Eve. It is 6 o'clock. Herbie was ready. Herbette had just finished making his hat, gloves, and scarf. Herbie knocked on the door. She let him in. Herbie and Herbette were decorating her little Christmas tree with popcorn on a string and handmade decorations she had made. Herbie couldn't wait any longer to give her her gift, which was his love, and to ask her to marry him. Herbette thought his gift was wonderful, and then she gave him her gift that she had made, and they both said Merry Christmas to each other. That was A Christmas for Two by Susan Bartley in the 8th grade.
Very romantic, isn't it?
Yes.
I like Herbie and Herbette. Lovely pictures, Susan. I have one that's written here in bright red ink by Carrie Jobe that doesn't have a title, so maybe you can just sort of imagine your own title for this. But it's one of the rich kid, poor kid syndrome, but a very nice thought. On a big canopy bed with a very beautiful bedspread sat a little girl named Christine. She lived in a very large mansion and had very rich parents. It was the day before Christmas, and Christine was not very excited. As a matter of fact, she was crying. Christine knew she'd have to go through with the same routine on Christmas of opening the 20 presents she got. She was tired of getting everything she wanted. She already had toys that you wouldn't dream could be real. On Christmas night, she decided to sneak over to one of her friend's house. This family was rather poor, but they were really cheerful and hard-working. Christine sneaked down the flight of 50 stairs and through a back door which went into a large blooming garden and up the path in the woods until she reached a clearing. And there she saw the house, small but sparkling all around. She could hear Jolly laughing from inside the house. She crept up to the window and peered in. The family was holding hands and doing a little dance around the colorful and glistening Christmas tree, while the father played his fiddle. Afterward, the family sat down next to the burning fire in the fireplace and said a prayer. Then the children raced each other to the tree, shouting with joy. Christine was surprised when she saw that each child only got 2 presents apiece, but they were happy. Christine went home, feeling that it wasn't the presents that counted, but the happiness of being together. After that, Christine went over and watched the happy family every Christmas. A story by Christine Jobe, by Carrie Jobe. Christine is another person. By Carrie Jobe, who is in the 6th grade at Prospect Heights School.
That was a nice story, mm-hmm. too. You know, it's Friday already. Doing anything special this weekend, Mr. Postmaster?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact. Funny you should ask. Sunday afternoon, that'll be December 3rd, at 5:30, they'll be dedicating the Community Memorial Christmas Tree over in Spotswood Plaza in Orange. The Young People's Choir from Little Zion Baptist Church will be there to sing, along with the choir of Orange Presbyterian Church. I plan to be there. How about you?
Well, I'd heard about it. I think I'll go, too.
Good. I'll see you there.
Fine. Shall we pack the mailbag?
Why not? I have one here. Get all those Sneeds and people. Get them all tucked
Sam's
in there.
Sam's little bag is getting thicker every day.
Uh-huh. It really is.
Well, I'll just hang it on the hook for Sam the mailman, and that's that for today.
And for the week, too. Good night, Miss Message.
Good night, Mr. Postmaster. See you Sunday afternoon at 5:30 in Spotswood Plaza, and back here again on Monday.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.